I am so excited for our first guest. We're going to start with our first guest, and it is Joe Tamburino, attorney and owner of Kaplan and Tamburino Law Firm. We're going to start with this. After an earlier plea deal imploded, the Justice Department brought three indictments against Hunter Biden this week. So a lot of questions that are being posed are, what are the charges brought against the president's son? Could more legal trouble be ahead for the younger Biden or even his father? Are we to the point where political gains can be increasingly stymied by legal ramifications? Or are we just at a moment in time where our leaders have too many skeletons in their closets? Now, to dive into some of these questions, we welcome attorney Joe Tamburino back on the show. It's been a while. The owner of the Kaplan and Tamburino Law Firm joins us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. How are you, sir?
Good, good. How are you? And thanks so much for having me on. It has been a while.
It has been a while. Yeah, all is well. I have no complaints. Even if it's not well, if it's not perfect, I'm still okay. We're on the right side of the dirt, okay, Joe?
Absolutely. That's completely true.
Completely true. Okay, so first of all, here's my biggest challenge when it comes to all of this mess with our President Biden. I keep asking myself, so is it true that every president has children, and that, especially in recent years, and these children have all been perfect? Obviously, this is what Americans are looking for. Absolutely perfect children of the president of the United States.
Well, that's never going to happen. Yeah, of course, my kids are perfect, but that's because they're my kids. But no, nobody has perfect children. Nobody has perfect relations. There's skeletons in everyone's closet. It's just that today everything is so hyper-politicized. And so, you know, just the level of vitriol is unbelievable. And civility seems to have gone out the window.
Amen on that.
So we're seeing more and more of this. Yeah, we're just seeing so much of this.
So are parents responsible for the sins of their children, their grown children? So if there is a child that is born and it's a president and that child is still around, you know, even if that president is not around, maybe that child grows up and has some problems, some really serious problems. Who's responsible for that? Is it the parents that are responsible?
No, because we all have free will. Yes. I mean, there could be times where in someone's childhood, there are some ungodly things that could happen to them. And of course, we should consider that in how we assess the person. But, you know, when you reach adulthood, you have free will and you can decide whether you want to do right or wrong, go left or right, up and down. It's all up to you. And you can't blame the parents for that, regardless of who the parent is. It could be the president of the United States, or it could be a school teacher's child, or a janitor's child, or a doctor's child. You can't blame the parents for all of that.
Yeah, but there are no janitors being suggested. What we've been hearing for years now is Hunter Biden, Hunter Biden, Hunter Biden. That's what we've been hearing. So what is the point? Right. Why is it that this is so ominous? What is it that we have to do with it, Americans, first of all? And what is our job? What am I to do about this thing that we keep reading about, hearing about, and learning way too much about?
Well, you have to look at it in perspective. You have to look at it as, what do they have against Hunter Biden in terms of evidence? And unfortunately for Hunter Biden, he wrote a memoir, Beautiful Things, where he said that during the year of 2018, 5 years ago, he was in the throes of his addiction. He said that he was smoking crack cocaine, you know, every 15 minutes. And unfortunately for him, it was during that year, in October of 2018, that he bought a gun and he allegedly lied on the application. So the federal government, the prosecutor, has a case that's going to be pretty easy to prove, because most of the time those types of cases are hard to prove. How do you prove someone is an addict when they buy a gun? It would take quite an investigation to get that done. That's why those charges are hardly, you know, leveled against anyone. But in his situation, when he wrote this book, I mean, he was basically his own worst enemy by writing it. So we have to look at the context. Do they have a case against Hunter Biden? Yes. But can we extrapolate anything from that to say other people are at fault? No.
Okay, so if that's the case, we finally arrived at no. We have so many others, the children of presidents, or at least high people that are in high levels who know a whole lot. In fact, let's just say Trump, right? So when Trump was president, it was Jared Kushner, I believe, who got in trouble with the Saudis, and he ended up with $2 billion. Now, if that's a sin of a son, why aren't we screaming about that, but we're going to scream about Hunter Biden? I don't get it.
Well, because right now President Biden is under the spotlight for a few reasons. I mean, one, he's president, but two, because of everything that's going on, you know, with his age, and, you know, there's just been a lot of just bad polling. And three, every year this seems to be getting worse and worse, the political vitriol. It really is. So that's why it's focused on this. You're right. Jared Kushner had some real issues. I mean, he had that huge building in Manhattan that was basically underwater, and supposedly it was bailed out by a lot of foreign money, and that's something that should have been investigated. However, you know, now the chapter, you know, the page has turned. We're in a different chapter. Now President Biden is president. If President Trump wins the next election, perhaps the focus will be on him then. But right now, the crosshairs are on President Biden.
Yeah, and I have no problem with that. I have a problem, though, with what President Trump had done for a while. And Trump's children got away with so much of it. I don't understand why they get a chance to get away with it. But Hunter Biden, whom we've heard about for, what, how many decades? Come on now.
A long time.
So I don't understand why we keep talking about it. I don't understand why it keeps coming up. And I don't understand, just like what you did, you brought up the whole ageism piece. We talked about that last Sunday. And I get really frustrated that people do not want to trust a president at his age. It's not right for us to even think about that. If you want to think about that at home, think about it at home. But really put some thought into it. Write down exactly what it is that bugs you with this president. And I have heard from so many people, Geraldine, you want to know what bugs me? He's too old. What makes him too old? When will I be too old?
Well, that's just it. I mean, it's all dependent upon the person. Of course, somebody who is, you know, 62 years old might be feeble-minded. They might be. And someone who is 72 or 78 years old might be sharp as a tack. So it all depends upon the person. But unfortunately, that's the narrative right now. You know, everything is focused on age. I mean, you know, even Trump, he's 77 or 78. I mean, he's pretty old, too. You know, we just have a lot of old people who are running our government. I mean, across the board, whether it's Mitch McConnell, whether it's Nancy Pelosi, Dianne Feinstein, we just got a lot of old people. And really, we should be turning the reins over to a younger generation. There is no reason why we have to be, you know, why the government has to be ruled by people who are over 75, you know, maybe over 60, fine, but we are getting quite old in terms of who has the reins of power.
Well, the reins of power to me means that the people need to be engaged in it, right? We need to understand what is happening in our country, what is happening in our own lives and at home. We need to make sure that we vote, that we get out and we scream if we have to say, no, this is what we need, you know? But right now we're all paying attention to the elders in the Senate and I don't get it. I keep saying to myself, why do they keep going there? Why do they keep telling people? So the young people are saying, yeah, Biden is too old. I've heard young people say that to me. Yeah, you know, he's pretty old. We might want to get rid of that. This man has been in, has been serving this country for how long? And what young people do you know that are going to step up and say, oh, I can do that? No, that's not what we're hearing. So it's frustrating to me. So let's get back to Hunter Biden. Okay, we know that he's in trouble. We know that he's been in trouble for a long time. He and his father talked about it. So now his father is trying to say what? What is the message we need to hear to stop the madness?
That his son just has to do this alone. The president should take no part in this, shouldn't take part in his defense, should be there as a father, of course. Of course, love his son, of course, be there personally. But in terms of how this case is prosecuted and goes through the system, it should be hands off. That's the cleanest way of doing it, because anything else would just muddy the waters. It would be, you know, it would be the opposite of transparency, and it wouldn't be good for the justice system or politics.
I agree with you on that. I am very curious about the question, the very last question that I asked about, you know, are we just at a moment in time when our leaders have too many skeletons in their closets? Who doesn't? Who doesn't have one, at least one skeleton, one little tiny skinny thing, right?
Of course, you're absolutely right. Unfortunately, as we go further and further into the future, this is going to become a greater problem because, you know, I feel so sorry for the young people today that everything is saved forever.
Right.
Every Instagram, every text, every email, everything placed on social media. You know, when I was a kid and when I was a young person, you didn't have to worry about saying the wrong thing, perhaps, you know, in a situation, because people would just say, oh, well, whatever, and, you know, move on. Now, if you say anything wrong, it is there forever. So I think, you know, unfortunately, as time goes on, we're going to see more and more skeletons, whereas you're right, everybody has them. It's just in today's world, that skeleton closet is wide open.
And it shouldn't be?
No, it should not be, especially for younger people. I think there's, you know, especially for people who are, you know, growing up, teenage years, young 20s, everything like that, experiencing different things in life, going through different types of relationships. Of course, there needs to be some type of forgiveness and some type of saying, you know what, we're going to let certain things go. Why? Because we're all human beings and we all develop. We all get, hopefully, a bigger and bigger person as we get older. So, no, it should not haunt you forever.
All right. Now, before I let you go, I definitely want to ask you about the dispute over Hunter Biden's plea deal. Tell us what's going on with that.
Well, unfortunately, not all I's were dotted and T's crossed. The federal authorities, the U.S. Attorney's Office in Delaware, and Hunter Biden's defense team were not on the same page. The defense thought that when they were going to do this plea deal, he was going to have immunity for other actions surrounding this deal. To what extent, we don't know. And the federal authorities, the prosecutors said, no, that's not the case. We can't forgive him for everything. And when they got in front of the judge, and judges will do this, I'm in court all the time, will say, wait a minute, you guys aren't on the same page. Defense is saying ABC, and the prosecutor is saying DEF, so I'm not going to accept the deal. So really, homework should have been better done on both sides. I mean, I fault the defense for not getting it done, as well as the prosecutor, because they clearly weren't on the same page.
So are we at the point where we can actually make all of this can be solved and that the American people can go on with it? Because we're going to hear about this now for, what, another year? Good Lord, it's been so long hearing about Hunter Biden. So I'm really concerned about how long are we going to have to listen to this and how long do we need to know? What do we need to really understand?
What you need to look at is the next 6 months, because what I think is going to happen is they'll arrive at some type of global agreement, meaning that they'll take care of the gun charge and perhaps some tax issues. And I think that'll all get hammered out in the next 3 to 6 months. I do not think it's going to be lying around like an open sore in November of 24. I mean, I think the Hunter Biden, at least his legal issues, will be resolved soon. Now, whether or not he's used as a political football next year, probably. Of course he will be. But in terms of the litigation, I really think they're going to work out another deal. And hopefully this time, they'll both be on the same page.
Oh, goodness. It's exhausting. Aren't you exhausted? Right? Do you carry water all the time? You know, are you parched?
It is exhausting. Every time you wake up, every time you turn on the TV, the radio, look at the newspaper, it's always something else. It's just like nothing ever lets up.
But we have so much more to deal with. And it's almost as though it goes silent because this is so loud and screaming. And I'm going, I don't want to hear about that. I want to hear about what's going to happen with the people. Are we going to get COVID shots again? Or what's going to happen here? I want to hear about what's happening to the American people, not just one.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the only thing that has, you know, sort of diverted attention is like the auto worker strike. Now, that's a very interesting situation. I mean, that's something that's very important. You have approximately 150,000 people who are going to be on strike. That's something that should be on the front page and should be discussed about workers' rights and what's, you know, how much are they making compared to how much the people who actually own the company make. I mean, these are important questions that should be delved into. But, you know, a lot of times those issues are put on the back burner.
Well, we hope that we'll have our guest coming up next to talk about exactly that. So you're absolutely right. And unions have always been important. And it blows my mind when someone older than me comes to me and go, you know nothing about unions. You know nothing about unions. And I'm going, oh, yeah. Do you want to sit down and talk about it? You know, it's just amazing to me. So I'm just hoping that we will stay focused on the United States, period. It has been a pleasure having you on, sir.
Thank you so much. Have a good evening.
All right. You take care.